This week's parasha, Achrei Moed Kedoshim, begins with Avoda the Kohen Gadol going Lefnai V'Lefnim to Kodesh HaKadoshim. Michad Gisa, it's Mestom, the highest darga that a person could reach during his lifetime to be closest to a Malach. To be a spiritual being. Ad kedei kach. Pasuk says, Chol Adam lo yiyeh bo'el moyed. Bevoy lechapeh ba'kodesh. Is a lav d'oraisa. Lav. Machlekes Rishonim, exactly this point. Of a benkach u'benkach, it's either it's a din and avoid, it shouldn't be there, it's a separate love. It is halacha of chalodim lo yiyeh bo'el moyed. The shas, the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim. It's also for any human being to be in oil moyed. It's lemaise, it's a halacha, not in the same level, but it's a halacha that b'shas haktoris, haktoris of every day. Besides the Kohen is marked to the haktoris, no one else is supposed to be with the Kohen in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shas HaKadosh HaKadosh. Benkach u benkach. Yom Kippur, it's Mufush HaPosuk, L'chol Adam L'Yiyah. Shrek the Zoyar, on what's with the Kohen Gadol. L'chol Adam. L'chol Adam. There's another chazal, on the Gemara in Brochus. Avram Fried made a shtigur nigin from that Gemara. Yesh shehi sigu alav. It's not appropriate to take such a deep concept. B'shmoyim Kohen Gadol was the flying for the Fnim and Yom Kippur. Barisi akasrikel. Koashim tzvokois. Omali bini barcheni. A tifa gemara over there, but the mashmos is there was this galus of a malach, and there's a chazal who asked, "V'chol chaladam lo yiyeh malach shayin." So too the Zoyar on this question asks, "What's with the Kohen Gadol?" Zok the Zoyar. B'shas the Kohen Gadol goes in, he's al madrig of a malach. Mishkin Odo. Of course, this, it's not asking from a halachic point of view. It's asking from, because the whole Seder Avodah is that the Kohen has to go in. Or, but there's a bechina that there's, for the hechshir Avodah, of Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol lefnai v'lefnim, there's a chisorn, if there's an Odom, there. And Mimele, even the Kohen Gadol, if he would be on the darg of an Odom, he wouldn't be elevated to a darg of a Malach, there would be a chisorn and avoid. Now that's taken. The Kohen Gadol had to be mufrish 7 days, to be mentar, mekadish atzmo. Because Yitak has to be on a madrega that's lamalo from a madrega of an enosh. From a lomdish point of view, from the Shiva, on that Gemara of Reis Akasrika with the Kashm from Chazal, that is El Tazed Rav Moshe used to say, the Rambam is not moinav a chaladam l'yiyah, because it's not a lav. Shittis a Rambam. It's not a lav, but it's a shlila. It's a din, midinei avoido, that it's also that a person should be there. It's not a specific lav. The Rambam is not moinu shlila, that's midinei avoido. V'horaya, what are we asking? Who are we asking on? On a malach that was there. He's not mitzuvah. Elamai. Bechach, pshat is that midinei avoido, it's not a lav. Rather, it's a din, midinei avoido, v'chalodom lo yiyah bo'il moid. Azir, the Moshe Gizom. Chosen Mechad Gisa, Mitzref. Till Revi, the first part of the parasha, was speaking about the Seder Avodah of what a human being could, the Lefnai, the Lefnim, of Kohen Gadol, is able to be Nichnas, Bezoisi, of Aron HaKodesh, there's the Matir of the Korbonis, which are Matir Bezoisi, and is able to reach this Madrega going Lefnai. This is what we lay in Shachris Yom Kippur. What do we lay in Minchi Yom Kippur? The second half of the Pash. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Dabar Bnei Yisroel, Vamarta Aleihem, Ani Hashem al Keichem. Kimasi Eretz Mitzrayim, Yeshi Yishavtem Bo Leisasu, Kimasi Eretz Kenan, Yeshi Ani Yivyes Moshom Leisasu, Uchkisem Leisei Leichu. Rather, what? Es Mishpotai Tasu, Ves Chukaisai Tishmuru, Lo Lechaz Bohem, Ani Hashem al Keichem. And zog the Torah noch amo. Ushmartem es Chukaisai, Ves Mishpotai Asher Yaso Oysom, Hodom Vachai Bohem, Ani Hashem. Then we begin the parsha of Arise. Ish ishal kol sher besor leisikru v'legal yaseir v'ani Hashem. The whole parsha of Arise. It's what we lay mincha Yom Kippur. Tosfos Rebbe discusses why we lay mincha Yom Kippur. Noshim come to this medrash, for davening, mikushotis, lechovad ayoyim. No, there's a mokim for nisyoinis. We lay parshas arayis. People should be mischazik in gidur shmir seinayim, and to be careful, leisik revu, not to be nichshal, because of the noshim who come minchi Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur. We lay it Yom Kippur afternoon by mincha, because of the Noshim who come to daven. What's that? Yom Kippur. Once any, the guest of the Hashem Yom Kippur. We want to describe to Ben Torah, the Spitz Madrege, Shas Ne'ili Yom Kippur, the Halshen Ba, noch da Avoide. Michad Gisa, a mensch has to know, you're able to reach Madrega v'malach. Or the Midach Gisa, a mensch that wissen, has to know, he's a boss of Adam. He's a boss of Adam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him as a boss of Adam. And he gave him the Torah in order to help him go through the world, to direct him how to go through the world as a Jew. And at every given moment, a person can forget. Person can't forget. He's a boss of Adam with Nisyoines. He needs to know and keep it very clear to himself. Be single-minded focus. I have to do Ratzon Hashem and I cannot be Nichshal in Chet. I can't be Nichshal in Aveira. Aveira is death. If I want Chaim, Tishmur Mitzvah Yisrael V'Chai Bo'ev. And a person has to be focused and careful in every single matzah. Al tamin ba'atzmoch ad yoy moyscho. Can be a kohen gadol, shmoinim shono, lifnai v'lifnim. You have to be careful. We have to wissen. And that's what we lay in Yom Kippur afternoon by Mincha. With this in mind. Comes the parasha of Arayis. There's two parashas. There's a whole parasha. I mean, many parashas, because each, I'm saying in Hilchas, Psukha and Stuma, each one is its own parasha. But there's Hagdom, these Psukim that I read to you. Five Psukim. There's the general Tzibui. The general Tzibui is to be Misrachik from Arayis, firstly. Kemaseret Mitzrayim, Asher Yishavtem Leisasu, Chemaseret Kenan, you have to realize you're a whole different type of person. You have to be Mesrachik Bichlal from their whole culture. Even before the Torah is Mazir on the first Asura is Leisik Ruvu, Isur Kirva. Even before there's the Isur of actual Arayas. But even before that, you have to realize you're from a different culture in Gaza. And zok the Torah, Mishpotei Tasu, that's Chukais Ay Tishmur, Lelechiz Ben Mani Hashem Alekeich. And then the Torah warns again, Ushmaetem Es Chukais Ay, that's Mishpotei, Asher Yasa Oysam Odom, V'chai Ben Mani Hashem. As we've discussed many times, and this is one of the strong places, the Netziv Cheshbin's, the Pesukim over here, goes through it very strongly. I'm not going to go through the Ganze Cheshbin, the Mahus of the idea. He shows from Gemaris, Mefurish Gemaris, how, besides his Cheshbin and Pshat, but he shows in Chazal, the way they learned up these Pesukim. As we've seen, we've discussed, V'chai Bohem, says the Netziv, has two separate meanings. V'chai, chai, general in Tanakh. Chaim sometimes means chaim, not death. And chaim sometimes means a gelept eleven, alive. I use the English word when we discuss someone has a livelihood, or he's a lively boy. A lebediker. What is, he's lively. The chai in Tanakh many times also refers to not b'shiflus. Not b'shiflus adas, not b'shiflus of emotions. That he has a chiyus. Elept aleven. He's a lively person. So too the Netziv tells many places when the Torah refers to shmira by chukim. The Gemara tells us shmira zu mishnah, to be mishane, to keep the halachas that you have with clarity. The basic halachas, I mean the actual halachas that you came out with clarity, ushmarta, zu mishnah. What's the definition of mishnah? The recorded halachas to make sure that you have them, that you remember them. You mishane, that's the tzivur of ushmarta. Mishane in the Torah, chaz the Torah. Write it up, do your bechines, summarize the sugyas, put it in writing. You finish a sugya, Shmarta. There's the Shmartim, the Shmira, making sure it's the Mishnah, the Gemara says. Mishnah is always the symbol of a clear halacha, you have to make sure to keep. And Asiya, as the Netziv points out, even in the notion of Chazal, before I show you, partially I'll go through it. Sometimes Asiya refers, has two meanings to it. It means the meaning Kipshutoi. Actual doing, sitting in sukkah, taking a lulav, blowing your shofar, putting on tefillin, that's a form of asiyah. But then there's asiyah of chukim means. Asiyah of chukim is, as Loshen the Chazal, the Gemara asks, by Chassidim Rishonim, who spent 9 hours every day on davening, reflect the Gemara, Torosim Emosai Na'asis. When did they make their Torah? The Loshim by Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoshev Shevet is Yisrael Mibayki Adar, Torosu Emosai Na'asis. What says Torosu Emosai Na'asis? Sometimes Asiya means, like we said, doing, but there's a concept also about Torah. Venet Gekep Mechadish Achidush Torah. When was he able to create a shtickle? They're so busy davening 9 hours a day. When could they create shtiklach? Nasis referring to asiyas haTorah, to be moitzi mishpat haTorah dover mitoch dover, by understanding the shirshi ha'alokas. And you see, he has all cheshbin in cheshbin, when chukim come before mishpatim, when mishpatim come before chukim, and over here you have both. So it has, sometimes chukim and mishpatim are referring to chukim haTorah, to give gimel midish haTorah in the jeshes b'am, and sometimes they're referring to chukim, dvarim like parah adumah, that umas ha'olam are chepu klal yisrael, lashon of chazal. What's the reason behind it? V'chadoim, there's our chukim. We just accept it as a kodesh b'okim's choik. And over here we have two psukim. One pasuk, chukim, are after mishpatim, mishpatei tasu, that's chukim se tishmu, and other pasuk is faket, ushmaetim, that's mishpatai. Netziv says that over here, the Torah is emphasizing both nekudas. The Torah is emphasizing shmir and asiya kipshuton, and shmir and asiya mishnah, and asiya referring to Talmud Torah. And he shows it in Chazal, we find that this pasuk refers to Talmud Torah. Chazal tell us, Tzigmor and Sanhedrin and Tez, Tzigmor Baba Kama also, in the fourth parak, Afilu Goy, V'oisek Batoira, Tzigmor, okay? Not my words. Afilu Goy, V'oisek Batoira, Harei Kikoyen Godu. And with that discussion from this post, Ushmartim is Chukois Ves Mishpota Yashir Yas Oisom, who? Ho Odom! Lin Yoneinu. Oisek Batoira is referring to what? Ushmartim is Chukois Ves Mishpota Itaasu. It's referring to Isek Atoira. And as the Taz says in Arachayim Mem Zayin, what's Lasek B'Divrei Torah? Lasek B'Divrei Torah is Pilpula Shel Torah, Hoido V'Hadoro, to be Oisek, to plumb the depth of a sugya, not the Shinun HaHalochis, but to be Oimed on the Shoshi HaLochis. Zog Dinitziv Eibazei, how this is exactly what they're saying, Asher Yas Oisum Adom. When is a person zoichet to be on the darag of Yekoroi Mepninim, Yekoroi Mekoin Goldish and Nifon Klefnaif Mepnin? When he's oisek b'Torah. When he plumbs the depth of Torah, Torah purifies a person, uplifts a person, changes a person. It makes him into Loshen L'Chazanish and the Igris, and he's coming off exactly this idea, Yekoroi Mepninim, makes him like a malach walking between human beings. Torah purifies it. Person, changes a person. Yekorohi mipnimim. It's greater than Kohen Godol shenichnas loshim v'chazal darshan posuk mipnimim shenichnas b'flayv v'lifnim. Zog din etziv. Why is this a hakdoma? To parshas arayis. Kol anoisim divrei Torah aliboy ma'avir mimenu hirhurei arayis. Hirhurei cherev. The Torah gives the parsha of Azor of Arayis. Now the Torah, Arayis, Chazal tell us, was from the hardest things that Klal Yisrael accepted. The Rambam, the end of the Hilchot Issur Rabbiyah brings that in every generation in Klal Yisrael is always Muotim, who are Prutzim. It's something which people find very hard to be Purish from. And the Rambam brings that even in Dor HaMidbar, Dor Deye, that they saw Lo Asa Shivcha LaYam. Bless Rabbi Melchis HaSirabiyah. Afilu, when they got Tzivri Reis, B'Taroy Mezbo. When he gives us the parish of Arayis in Teresh B'Ksav, Kishbohu gives us a Hagdoma. Zot in Itziv, the Torah is telling us, how will you be able to be Purish? How can you reach Madrege of a Leisik Revu? How can a person reach the Madrege? The Torah over here gives Hagdoma Leisik Revu, and then where does the Torah say again Leisik Revu? In the Parsha of Arayis, you should notice. But in the ganze Parsha of Arayis, the Torah says it once more Leisik Revu. Elisha Benidas Tum also Leisik Revu Legalis Elvoso. Why is there a Leisik Revu over here Benida? Zog derive it. It's based on the Gemara and Shabbos Yud Gimel. Ravid learns Lahaloch, he says that is an extra din of Zahirus from Kirva, specifically by Nida, by Ishtoi Nida. More than anyone else. Because there could be more of a mokum for Mechshol and Chait. The Gemara in Shabbos Yud Gimel also brings this pasuk, the Gabi Isha Nida. There's all mice over there. Mice. It was the Isha Achas, whose husband died when he was young, the Chatzi Yomok. And he was a very big Talmud Chochum, Koyriv, the Shoinitz, the Tonad Bei Leo. I got some mice over there. And the Gemara, Yud Gimel, Tafyut Gimel in Shabbos. The Gemara over there has that Elyonovi came to ask her what was, and she used to go. She took her husband's tefillin. He wore tefillin the whole day, and he sat in the Torah the whole day. She used to take his tefillin. She used to go to Batei Medrash, and she used to cry. She says, "My husband Shasak b'Torah." And the state in Turkey, he chayach of Eirach Yomecha, and he died b'chatzi yomo. Why did he die b'chatzi yomo? God tells us that Eliyahu he met her, and he asked her, was he nizer and harchokis properly? Bimei tuma? So the Gemara gives a chilek, bimei tuma, between yimei libun. It's not your sugyas yet. When it's lemaisa, you should learn the sugya inside with kaisvis over there. All the dinner harchokis. That's the sugya to learn. Don't just go to the kitzurim. You should learn it with the Tosfos and the Rishonim over there. Learn up the sugya to see every word of the Braisa. Elyonov, he threw questions at it. Was he makpid on this and makpid on this? She began saying, yeah, was makpid on harchokis, this harchokis. And there was some harchokis he wasn't makpid on. So Lashon the Gemara is Baruch. Elyonov, we called it Baruch Hamokim Shaharogoy. Blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu who killed him. Shalichosh le'divrei Torah. The Torah says lo'y sikrevu. And he wasn't makpid properly legamrei on harchokis. Baruch Hamokim Shaharogoy. Now, how's it shach to reach such a madrigal in the tzir? That a person should be nizar and archokis? Go explain it to someone who's not a yeshiva man. In today's world. To be makbid and archokis properly? Kedaz v'chodin? How can you be makbid and archokis? To be a shomer negir? And ha'im tekevel? There's one way, and one way only. Zok the Torah and Torah gives a hakdama. To be an oisek batoyra. Become a lamdin. Become a talmud chacham. Ushmartem. You learn and you chazer and you daher and you throw yourself into learning. There's ein veg. Ushmartem es chukoy savis mishpotay asher yasa oisem ma'odom v'chay bohem. You don't just learn shlofa dike hate. You don't just learn shinun dike hate. You learn it mitalebe dike kite. You learn it with the brand. You learn it with the chiyus. You learn it with the chabura. From young gebachrim, and even if you're retired, come to learn with the young chevre, be part of a matzav going on. B'chai. Melech mit abren. You learn Torah with the bren. You learn Torah with the chiyus. The Netziv shows beautifully how we find gemaras that refer b'chai b'am is referring to the ma'aseh mitzvos, and b'chai b'am is also referring to eisek haTorah. I can go through it. We find also the aloch of the chai shelo sheyomus, but going on ma'aseh mitzvos. Vameidach gisa oisik b'atoyra is mefurish asher yasa oisim adam b'chai b'am is referring to adam, referring to this pasuk. Oisik b'atoyra, Torah changes a person, uplifts a person, and it makes him greater. Then turn Godel Hanichnas Lufnayv Lufnim. As the Gemara says, Yikara Him Lufnim. Torah changes a person, uplifts a person, makes him a greater person than just a person who does the avoided. There's one Madrega to be Purish Shivayom Mibesoy. He's in Beis Hamikdash. He's in Lishkas Palhedrin as the Mishnah is in Yom Sugis in Yom. And he does the avoider lefnai v'lefnim with ali kavonis with everything, and he reaches a darker greater than a malach. But ashrei mi shegodel b'Torah from his young age, his tkufas habachrus, his oisik b'Torah. Yes. He's mashkei himself in learning. He's poirish from the nisyonis of the street, the nisyonis of the goyish world. He's mizrachi kipshutoi from the maiseret mitzrayim, kemaiseret knan. Va'amoli b'toyra v'isenachas l'afi. That's the only way that a person taki can change, and he can be zoicha to true chiyus v'chai boim, and he's zoicha taki to madrega to be able to be omid and all the nisyonis of pashas arise. Chazal tell us in Parshas Kedoshim, Sheroiv Gufei Torah Tluim Bo. Now there's two pshotim in it. First, the first poshut, and two poshut pshotim, kipshutim, and they both are true as being pshat. First of all, the parish itself, kipshutoy, goes through basically a kitzur of the fundamentals of kimat all dinei haTorah. That's a poshut pshat. Rav Gufei Torah Tluim Bo. Rishonim say that Gufei Torah Tluyim Bo, that without a person reaching Kedusha, he's not able to be Mekayim properly all Gufei Torah. Gufei Torah are totally in a person since Madrega of Kedusha. Torah is different. It's not a cultural than regular, I would say, even chukim mishpatim of Medina Sa'olam, regular concept of law. Dinei HaTorah are totally in a chut asayra. The difference between Chazal tell us, there's a basic idea behind it. What's the difference between a shchuta and a nevela? One chut asayra. How is it? What's the difference between a chatzi kone and a roif of a kone? A mashu. As most of you know, even the din of roif anir lo inayim, according to most of you know, what does it mean? Roif of not mechtzo al mechtzo. And even if there is a shita, not a mainstream shita, the learns roif anir lo inayim is that the tak has to be roif anikr, over hogufa. What's the chilik between a roif and sedin lechat chilik jabonon? But what's the chilik? Maite, the chut asayra. All dinei haTorah, it's either you're mekayimin, not mekayimin, or you have to learn to be medakdek down to chut asayra. The difference between a mesura and a mishkol, that's kedas v'chodin, and a mesura and mishkol that's not kedas v'chodin, you'll go up to the makolot, you'll go up to Mayan, okay? Okay. There's a little button on the mishkol over there called ipus. I want to encourage you from now on, whenever you're Mayan, and you're buying something, make sure that the ipus is on 00. And not 005 or 0110. If yes, it's a lavdoraisa. And you're buying it, you're moichel the guy on the 10 grams that it's off. Oh, but it's a doraisa. You're being machshel the guy. It's to be makbid. Now this type of akpod is a Jewish way of being makbid on things. But if a person is not nizer and it's 10 grams off, he's over a lav d'oraisa, two lav d'oraisa. A person is not makbid on b'yoyim o'titen schoroi, he's over on chamisha lav. Now what does it mean not makbid on b'yoyim o'titen schoroi? He had a worker who finished working half an hour before shkia, and he was mishtahe from paying him till it's ready lailo. He's over on chamisha lav. Tells the guy, I'll pay you later. Lav d'oraisa. Chamisha lav. Torah tells it five times. Dinei haTorah are totally in digduk. Now a person who shaykh to Kedusha, a person's an uplifted person, he's able to appreciate Dinei haTorah. Someone else, doisen afkemine, can't appreciate. Yiddishkeit isn't chukye, umishpita haTorah is not a culture. There's dalet chalki shulchan aruch are totally nechut asayra. Rav Gufei Torah Tluyim Bo, the difference between every kiyum ha-halocha over here is totally in pirtei din, and a person has to be an uplifted and elevated person to be able to erase your mind and erase it to properly give mekayim the Torah. Nochamo, after the ganze, all the arichas and all the dinei haTorah over here, אני השם, אני השם, נאמן לשלם שכר, נאמן to pay your own, to punish. Weiter. In Parashas Kedoshim. After. Mosnei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, Eifa Tzedek, Vihin Tzedek, Yolchem, אני השם, לקייכם, אשר יצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים. Chazal teach us, what's אני השם, לקייכם, אשר יצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים? Weiter. You should realize the Hashgacha Protis. I was mavchin bein, tiku shel bechor, to that who wasn't the bechor. So too, I'm going to punish the person who's not makbed on his mishkolis, down to the most precise, it's a klein azah, his mishkolis, his moznayim, ani Hashem. There's no cutting corners. You're a bechor, you're not a bechor. To dover dak, somi min ha'ayin, no one would ever know. Ani Hashem lekeichet. Rashi. אני הבחנתי במצרים בין טיפה של בכור, טיפה של אין של בכור. אני אנם להיפור עם מישהו טוען שגלוי סבא מלאך, לא נסבר את זה. שם מכירים את זה. נזוק את התאיר הפוסק לידר. ושמרתם נוחמו. זה גם צריך שתיק את התאיר נוחמו. ושמרתם את כל חוקוי סי, ואת כל משפוטי. ועשיסם אויסון. אני אשם. ויתר. And over here is up to Nitziv. Nocham. ויתר. ושמעתם את כל חוקוי סי. אחר. With all the haftochas and everything. ועשיסם אויסום. א' מספר של מייסי פני מייסי המצווס קיומון. בייס על עשי הסדירים. על חידושי התאירו. לחדש בכל דור ודור. והיינו וזה מקרי עשי. Nochamo. To be a medak dekin halocha, to be a makbid an chukim u'mishpot ha'Torah, the person has to be someone who appreciates limud ha'Torah. U'shmaitem eskutoy sevetz mitzvot ha'itasu. Va'asis emoy semani Hashem. Nochamo. Moilech, nisyoines, arevus, imhalim yalimu amor tzeseneyem, zog ha'Torah nochamo. In Parshas Kedoshim, we're speaking about 20 psukim later. Ushmartem eschutoyis v'asisem oisem ani Hashem mikadishchem. How will you get kedusha? Asi eschukei ha'Torah. Shmir eschukei ha'Torah. Let me with the punishment of Arai. In Parshas Bechutoyisai, at the end of the Torah Chachol, we've discussed this, and I'll discuss it now. Be a soidoi, the Ktsara. Maybe want to get into it longer when we get to the parasha in 3 weeks from now. But it's a tremendous yesod. Some of you have heard it from me already. But we have to appreciate mechazirit. Ramban says the parasha's bechukoisai. He points out was Niskayim, the most finest detail in Churban Bais Rishon. Versus the Ptoichach of Parshas Kisovoy, that if you look at the details and the differences between Parshas Bechukos and Parshas Kisovoy, happened by Bais Sheni. Remember, as a young bocher in Ponovich, Tisha B'Av, first Tisha B'Av, what else, in Yeshiva, he's an older guy, great guy. He sees me after Kinnis, he says, you look like you're looking to learn up something interesting, you're not sure, to make it Eoy Vavelus, or something that's gonna be a little, he says, see the Ramban, on the Toichicho. I'm not going to until today. Went through the Ramban, went through the Toichicho very well. If you learn the basic history, you read, Yosef and Josephus Flavius can see how Bais Sheni is in Parshas Kisovoy down to the finest detail. You can't just go to the basic history of Churban Bais Rishon, you see Parshas Bechukos down to the finest detail. Zog the Heilige Netziv. Akasha. All the Rishonim asked Akasha. End of Parshas Bechukos, the Pasuk describes Klal Yisrael realizing Visvadu is Avoinom, Visavoin Avoisom, Bemal Mashem Lalubi. They were misvada their ovoy. They were makir that they did wrong. Pasuk then continues, Afani Elichimam Bekeri. That they see us in Beretz Yerveyim. They'll go out to Golus. Oy Oz Yikona Levova Ma'orel. Vazir to Savoyinom. So Chayet is Brisi Yaakov, Vachet Brisi Yitzchot, Vachet Brisi Avram. Esko Vorets Esko. And as Ramban points out, the Torah never promises a Geula Shleimer here. The Torah doesn't promise a Geula. So Chayet is Brisi. So Chayet is Brisi Rishonim. Finished. There's no Geula over here. Vafkam is based on Beretz Yerveyim, Lo Mastin, Lo Galtin, Lo Chalois, Lo Fri Brisi Yitom. Beis Rishon didn't have a full Geula. Even when Tzatzol came back to Eretz Yisrael, and they had their own, they had a Beis HaMikdosh, they were still in a Matzav of Golus. It was a Matzav, Beis and Beretz Yerveyim, Lo Mastin, Lo Galtin, but they always had a Shibut Goliyos and a hard time, be it from the Parsim, bring it from the Yevonim, and later from the Romans. They weren't Zoshet to Geula Shleim. Why not? Comes Parshas Kisovoy. Ooh, over there is the Haftocha B'yasa Mashiach V'yitipcho V'hirbucho Mavisacho. And you'll come back there to Israel and you'll have it all much better. The Haftochas of the Geula Asida are all in Parshas Kisovoy. All in Parshas Kisovoy. Ramban points this out. Shteitin Posuk in Duchul Koisai. The reason is Vorotze Yosef Mayem, even after the video of Zohar says Britzi Yan, the Mishpotai Moasu Vaskul Koisa Goal and Nafshom. Baav Gamzo is Yosef Mayem, so Eveyim Le Maas. What's the Mishpotai Moasu Vaskul Koisa Goal and Nafshom? The Nitziv points out, the Klal Yisrael in Bais Rishon, they ask the Novi, why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu not bringing us to a Geula? How we're makir our chet and we're makir that we want and we want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the ganze the nusach they told Yirmiyah. Steht in Posuk that Hosea told Klal Yisrael, Yan ovru brisi val terosi poshu, zonach Yisrael toiv oyev yirudefoy. Says the Medrash Neich on that pasuk Taich. What's al terosi poshu? They were makir, the godless of Torah. So they're able to say, Elokai yidanucha Yisrael. We know you. We want to come close to you. But terosi poshu. They were makir, the erech of learning Torah. The Netziv explains that they reached the Madrega of Richud from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were nichshal in the Sholesh Averis Chamuris. Bais Rishon Chazal Tamas. Now, Midach Kis, we have another Gemara in the Dorim. Alma of the Oretz, Sholei Beruchu Batoro Tchilo. The Ran asks, Rishonim asks, Chofetz Chaim discusses that at length. We have one Gemara that tells us Bais Rishon is Nechra because of Sholesh Averis Chamuris, Bais Sheni because of Sinas Chinam. Bais Rishon is Sholesh Averis Chamuris. What's the Posuk, Nevi'im Bais Rishon? And the Gemara in the Dorim is referring to Bais Rishon, that it's because Sholei Beruchu Batoro Tchilo. Zok the famous Bach, you all know, Baiter in Simin Mem Zayin, that's Birkas HaTorah. Chavetz Chaim elaborates on it, Bar Chava, in his Sefer Zohar and Miriam, in other places also. Had Klal Yisrael been Oisik Batoire, they never would have fallen to the Madrege Nebuch of Gilarai Shvichas Domim and Avinizor that they fell to. They would have had the medicine that would have saved them. They weren't Machshiv Torah properly, and that's what the Pesuk over here is saying. B'mishpotai Moastu v'schikoisai Goalo Nafshom. They weren't makir the erech of learning Torah. As we've discussed, Bais Rishon, there was Nevuah. There was Avodah. They had many forms of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At any given moment, we find in Chazal, there were almost Kiflayim, Kiyotz Mitzrayim, who were Chanichei, the Loshen by Eliyahu HaNavi, what were they called? The Bnei HaNavim. What are Bnei HaNavim? They were training to become Nevi'im. You had hundreds and thousands of Bachuri Yisrael training to be Nevi'im. Now, as I once phrased it, forgive the phrase, I don't have a better phrase to say it. Avoid the tzura of Klal Yisrael by his rishon, even in the yeshiva, so to speak, was much more Hasidish, so to speak, than nowadays. There was so much more going in avoid of Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, Dveikus. It was a ganz different besmedrish. There was Chulei HaMenagein, Dveikus, and the Shoal comes to the Bnei Nevi'im, and they're all being misnabev, misnabe imoim, or lachtov and nefachtov, liyishachet. It's a ganz nusach from Nevuah. A ganz nusach from Dveikus. Now, with such a matzev, this chas v'shalom, you can come to Madrega of Mishpotai Moasu, Chukos Agoal HaNafshom. You don't appreciate properly what Horavim on Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam of a sugya of Havayis Davayi Verov, the Teresh of Alpeg, able to give you. There's so much spirituality going on in other ways. And they went, and they felt Avodah Zarah. They felt the Gilah Reis, felt the Shvichos Domin. If you just go with, forgive me the phrase, as powerful as spirituality is, if it's not anchored in the Havayis Davayi Verov, the person falls. Lahavdil, as a derech moshel, forgive me the moshel, but just for those of you who know basic history, for those in the 17th century, there was in his Eirus a gewaldik of Limur Kabbalah, of spiritual, it almost looked like Ruach HaKodesh, the Tkuf of Shabtai Tzvi. There was the Shnas HaTshuva HaGdoyla. There was one year that Gant Kaisel was singing a Tshuva, Lahavdil Yad Nosan Azati, who was giving Nevuas from, and he almost seemed, most of Kaisel were led astray by thinking that these were G'doyla Yoylam. They almost gave that impression. The Tzkuf of the Taz, the Godel Ador of the Taz. So, at some point the Taz told Bnei Ashkenaz, the man is a garnished. He garnished. He's in Oysay Sumoyf Sim Bandas Bnei Chom Achmen. He's busy. Yeah, he's speaking Kol HaTorah Kulah. He's coming out of his mouth. B'giluim Nifloim. Until he talked with Nichshal Nishmat. But even before his Nichshal Nishmat, before he became a Muslim, whoops, these were daily, they were slipping into Arayas, like, and they gave this terrorist, and the guys were getting all mixed up with these chevra. The tzaddikim, prushim, kedoshim, the great spiritual dozen, and they're falling. If you're not anchored in a Abayi V'Rova, even when Taisol did tshuva, even when they did tshuva, it was Mishpatai Masu. They weren't Zoicha to Gu'ul Shleima. They still had a tikkun that they had to go through. They had to come to learn to appreciate Torah. Havai is Dabai V'Rova, the Cheshivas of Torah. If we appreciate what Shteido, the Amkus of what Shteido is, that Kaisa were not Zoicha to Gu'ul and Bayis Rishon because they didn't appreciate properly the Darga of Torah. We've gone through the Toichach of Parshas Kisovoi. Ever since World War I till today, it began 100 years before World War I already, on some level. Since Napoleon, the world has been deteriorating morally to a horrific, horrific matzah. Horrific. Till World War One, the world was relatively a much more moral place. Past 110 years, morally, the world has been deteriorating worse and worse and worse. It's all part of the Golus. Choshech of the gods. If 80 years ago we found you still had Yidden who were Moisim Nefesh for Yiddishkeit, and they kept Kalak Chamura even though they didn't learn in Yeshivas, on their Darga, they were able to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, and they were able to ask Shalas to listen to Rabbon and being machnia themselves. Ever since then till today, the world has gone, hey, why? In the Shrek way, the world has been changing and deteriorating, getting worse and worse. Today, you can't be Jewish without learning in yeshiva. To be medaktik, to keep the shmiras HaTorah v'mitzvah, you can on the most basic level. And even in yeshiva, even for Ben Turin yeshiva, if he doesn't, he's not single-minded focused to be mashlich himself away from the tumas Eretz Ohamim, from the tumas of Kamais Eretz Mitzrayim, and to put himself into becoming a Talmud Chacham, to become a Lam, to become a Vais, Avai, Verove. The past 20, 30 years, Nisyonis have crept into every Jewish home. The Mais Eretz Mitzrayim creeps in. Kol Anois and Divrei Torah Aliboy were being forced through the Choshech of this latest Golus, being forced to be Makir, the godless of and the only capability of being Dovah Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Torah. The Choshech of Golus is forcing us to be Makir. There's one way and one way only. And then you can be Mizrachik, Shmir Senayim, Shmir Esekdusha, on the most basic level. To be Shemin Negiya, on the most basic levels of the Torah. It's being thrown at us from all angles. And there's one way and one way only. And the Torah repeats it over between Parshas three times. The Torah is Madgish this Nekuda. Once in Nagdomet Arayis and twice through Parshas Kedusha. It's not Shaykh to reach Kedusha, proper Kedusha, without being today throwing oneself into full time Limud HaTorah for a good period of a person's life and then hanging on to Limud HaTorah in a very strong way throughout his life. It's not Shaykh to be Jewish anymore. In today's world of Nisyonis. And it Be'etzem was always on a national level, we had to be Makir. That the only way to be Dovid and Kodesh Baruch Hu on a national level is properly, that the whole nation should be learning the Torah properly. But we've gone through years of Golus, thousands of years of Golus. And it's the Tkuf, and it's our Tafkid, today's generation. The door, Be'ez Hashem, we zecha to Geula, to be Makir. The only way to be Mizrachik from Chet is through Limud HaTorah and Bezchus HaTorah Asidin Klal Yisrael Lehigoel. The Chaim HaKodesh writes, it's only Bezchus HaTorah. The Klal Yisrael will be Zorchet to the Geula Shleima. And you're also, we should have to internalize, this is the most basic Yisoidus, that every Ben Torah has to internalize. It was true for the 20th century, and it's definitely true for you, Bar Nebuch Bochrim, in the 21st century, going through much greater nisyonis than any other generation has gone through. And as I've told this to you, it's poshut to me. Why are Bochrim today going through challenges that no other generation went through? No other generation had nisyonis Bochrim that you have. It's a Rambam in Moir Nebuchim. When a person is supposed to be zoichet to something big, he's given a challenge. Yosef HaTzadik had to become the Melech. He was given a big challenge. Big challenge. Together with the challenge, he's given tools. Get over the challenge. But a person has to be zoichet to greatness. Example, Yosef HaTzadik is put into big nisyonis beforehand to be able to be worthy to get it. The generation that's supposed to be Va'okim ibneichem neviim umibachureichem nezirim vazesh pechruchi al kol bosor, to be zoichet to it, of course there has to be nisyonis. But together with that is tremendous tools to rise above the nisyonis. And my understanding is, and that's the opportunities which are given today, to be able to sit and learn with such hasmoda. For a bocher wants to sit and learn. For a gelite wants to sit and learn. The shefa, the brocha, the wealth of the Olam HaTorah, capability to be able to sit and learn today like never before. It's because the Nesiyonos are today like never before. But it's because there's something waiting which is greater than which any generation has never seen before yet. Spiritual Madrigas. Madrigas Ruchni is of Hengalti Eskam Achris Kiratius. Liyas Lachem Leilakim. Eshbach Ruchi Al Kolbosa. Madrigas Ruchni is the previous generations were never Zoichatu, which is waiting for our generation to be Zoichatu. But we have to be worthy of it. So Michad Gisa, we're given horrific Nisyonis, but we're given the tools. Havai is the Abai Varova. The Oil Ma Yeshivas. We're given the tools to be able to become Lamdonim, to become Talmud Chachomim, to be able to sit in without any distractions. And we're given distractions, but we're given the tools to be able to overcome them. If we'll win, we'll succeed, we'll rise above any other generation before. But Chas V'Sholem, we have to be careful not to fall. Be'ez Hashem, we'll be Zoichim and rise. Shabbos. Thank you.